We are trying to get home. Home, home. We are trying to get home. Home, home. There may be someone down in the valley trying to get home. Trying to get home. We are trying to get home. Home, home, but lost way. Trying to get home. Home, home. There may be someone down in the valley trying to get home. Trying to get home. We are trying to get home. Home, home. They're trying to get home. Home, home. There may be someone down in the valley trying to get home. Oh Lord, trying to get home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They lost the way. They lost the way. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Glory be to God.
Oh, bless the Lord at all times.
Yes,
His praise shall continue to be in my mouth.
Yes, sir.
My soul shall boast in the Lord and in the end.
Praise God.
Bless
Him. We bless Him for allowing us to be here yet another day.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
God, and nearing the end of another year.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
God, and we're still here, so we're blessed and honored and favored.
Amen. Thank you,
the Lord.
Yes.
God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. And so this is another day the Lord has made.
Yes.
Let's rejoice and be glad that we're still in His day.
Amen.
Yes. So He could have left us in yesterday, but He brought us on over to today.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And we are grateful for His mercy. And His grace.
Yeah.
And the time that He's given us together.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because it could be the other way.
Yeah.
And we thank God for all He continues to do.
Yeah.
In our lives.
You can
Hallelujah. Praise God. From the praise God that everybody had a good Christmas.
And still here. Amen. That's all that matters.
Ready to continue with the Lord in another year.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledging Him not just 25th of December, but every day.
Amen.
Every day. Amen.
Acknowledging Him as Lord and the life of our life is in Him.
Amen.
Yes.
From the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 20.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
3 and 20.
Amen.
Praise God. Revelation chapter 3. Mm-hmm. Reading verse 20. Okay. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Neighbor, let Jesus in.
Let Jesus in.
Let Jesus in.
Amen.
Neighbor, take
we
Jesus.
Find that allowing Jesus to take control of our lives sometimes becomes a difficult task for us.
Tell it, Pastor.
Because We want what the world is offering,
uh-huh,
and what Jesus is offering at the same time.
Glory be to God.
But you got to make a selection.
Amen.
You got to choose
today
whom you will serve. Jesus is knocking at our door.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. And he's there because he wants to come in and bless you. He wants to come in and give you what you need for this day.
Glory be to God.
That he can get the glory out of your actions and your deeds that you perform throughout this day. So we need to remember what the word says.
Amen.
He will give you perfect peace.
Tell it, Pastor.
If you keep your mind stayed on him.
Glory be to God.
Now, the reason he gives you perfect peace because when your mind is on him, because he can do all things.
Amen.
He can do everything, and nothing is impossible for him. Nothing too hard for him.
Mm-hmm.
He will work it out for you.
Yes, he will.
Okay, and so if you've got your mind on him,
mm-hmm,
when troubles arise,
tell it.
You know that I ain't got nothing to worry about.
Amen.
Because I got Jesus on my side, and he had told me I can cast all my care.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Upon him. So if you allow Jesus in, he will teach you and guide you through these troublesome times and give you the strength that you need. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
So when you know about Jesus,
uh-huh,
you have to pick up your strength there, because you know that the battle is not ours.
Amen.
That's true.
The battle belongs to God.
Amen.
And so let Jesus in and let him handle that.
Tell it, Pastor.
Let
Amen.
Him manage that situation for you.
Yes,
let
sir.
Him take it from you and you take on his burdens.
Amen.
He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden.
Uh-huh.
And I give you rest.
Amen.
Take my yoke upon you.
Uh-huh.
Learn of me, for you find me low, meek, and lowly in heart, and you find rest for your soul.
That's
so
right.
We need to allow Jesus, and he wants to come in and have conversation with you.
Uh-huh.
And he has a word for you today.
Amen.
Okay, he already knows what's ahead of you, and he knows that if you follow him, you're going to overcome.
Amen.
If you don't follow him, you're going to fall.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Okay? Hello.
But you need to allow Jesus in every decision that you make.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Have him to guide you and to lead
mm-hmm.
you and to cause you to do the things that is right and pleasing in his
uh-huh.
sight.
Glory
and
to God.
His name is wonderful. Mighty yes. God. Everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace.
Glory to God.
He is all that you need. He
Amen.
Is God's
Amen.
Son. In fact,
mm-hmm.
he's God wrapped up in the Trinity.
Uh-huh.
All right. So we thank God for knowing that our helper
mm-hmm.
is standing at our door.
Yes.
He's knocking, waiting for you to invite him into your conversation today.
Amen.
Waiting for you to invite him into your actions that you're doing
yes.
today. Your
Amen.
Planning and mm-hmm. how you're going to do what you're going to do, where you're going to go to do it
mm-hmm.
or not do. But it's there for each of us.
Yes, indeed.
All we got to do is let him in.
Let him in.
Let him in and let him take control.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody said, just let God.
Mm-hmm.
And let him go. Let him have let his go. Way.
Amen.
Stop bounding him and with our words.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
Amen.
That's right.
If I
tell
stop us. Doing those things and just do what the Lord said you want to say, if I had done dustin, if I had not gone here, if you had acknowledged God,
amen,
in all your ways, He would have directed your path.
Amen.
Yes, He will.
And if you follow that path, direction, then you will come out all right and on top of everything.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Because everything's going to be working
for you
together for your good.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Especially those that are called by for His purpose.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we know that God is all in them.
Yes, he is
our helper. He is our guide.
Yes,
he is our protector. He is our joy, peace.
Mm-hmm.
He's everything we need.
Yes, sir.
And at least somebody say, everything I need is in Jesus.
Everything I need in Jesus.
The joy He supplied.
Yeah.
All right. Everything that I need is in Him.
Yes, sir.
And so look to Him.
Yes, sir. My God.
For everything that you need, look to Him.
Mm-hmm.
He will direct your path.
Yes, He will.
Look to Him.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. He will take care of you.
Yes, He will.
All right. So remember that whatever going on in your life today, Jesus is waiting at the door.
Amen.
For you to let Him in to help you by directing your path today.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what you need to do.
Yes, He does.
To go through with today's problem, with today's actions, encounters,
mm-hmm.
whatever that might be. He's there.
Yeah,
and don't forget that all He wants you to do is call. Okay, we have not because we ask not.
Tell it, Pastor.
Okay, we want to go and do things on our own.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do things, you shouldn't do things on your own, or at least you shouldn't try to do anything on your own, because with you by yourself, some things are impossible for you to solve. But with God,
all things are possible. Yes,
so if you have Him with you, there's nothing be impossible for you to accomplish that day.
Amen.
Amen.
Whatever you set your mind to do and allow God to direct it,
mm-hmm.
He's going to bring you out on top.
Yes, sir.
Every time.
Every time.
Okay? Doesn't matter how bad the situation might seem to be, how bad it might seem to be.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, God knows what's best.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And He's going to do what's best.
Mm-hmm.
And in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
we'll work it out. For our good.
Tell it, Pastor.
Hallelujah. So, whatever you need, is standing at the door, waiting for you to let Him in.
Glory be to God.
And He will be there for you.
Yes, He will.
He will guide you and teach you and minister to your every need.
Yes, He will.
He will be there for you. In fact, He is there for you.
Amen.
All right? He's been waiting since He created.
Amen.
Okay? And that every day you need to acknowledge Him.
Amen.
Okay? Every day you need to ask for His guidance.
Every goal.
Every day you need to ask for His spiritual help.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is our joy, our peace, our hope. He is everything that we need.
Mm-hmm.
So remember now that God is our all in all.
Yes, he is.
God is just what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of our situation that is at hand. He is
mm-hmm.
our hope, our joy, mm-hmm. our love, and our understanding.
Yes, yes.
Whatever it is,
hallelujah.
And it's got you puzzled.
Yes, sir.
Cast it to the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, tell him to do it for you.
And wait for it. Thank you, God.
You've been tugging at it.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
Come to the conclusion that this must be a problem for Jesus.
Yes.
And so don't wait until you get in trouble.
That's right. Too late.
Consult him right then and there. All right. Don't wait. Until you messed it all up.
Oh, glory be to God.
Because remember, Jesus said, seek him first.
First, my Lord.
Okay? Just seek him first.
Mm-hmm.
Then all other things will be added to him.
Mm-hmm.
So before you start doing anything, ask the Lord God.
Uh-huh.
Guide me through this.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm to do anything, I'm supposed to let you handle it all.
Uh-huh.
Let me know what I need to do or don't do. And he will do that for you, but you got to let him in.
That's true.
He got all these things in his hand and his power and authority. He got all of that. But he doesn't use it until you let him in.
That's right.
That's I'm gonna force my way in.
Uh-huh.
But if you open the door.
Uh-huh.
And if anybody had to hear my voice and open up the door.
Uh-huh.
Then I'll be there with him and I come in. I'm gonna come in and calm you up.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna come in and pick you up. Yeah. I'm going to come in and lift you up. Well, I'm going to come in and restore you.
Yeah.
I'm going to come in
uh-huh.
and give you the help that you need. But mm-hmm. you got to open up the door.
Amen.
Your help is standing outside the door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Don't be so busy
that
you don't have time for him.
That's right.
We need to make time for Jesus.
Amen.
A place for him to sit.
Mm-hmm.
A place for him to lay.
Yes.
All right. Don't say to let him stand out the dark side of the weather.
That's right.
Invite him in.
Amen.
He wants you to invite him in. He's not going to force his way in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you were claiming to be his child.
Yes. That's right.
You're not going to force his way in.
Yes.
You don't go to your children's house and just walk with them in without knocking.
Yes.
And then if they ain't home, you go to go on in anyway.
Uh-huh.
You don't do that. And so he's going to take over either.
That's right.
He's waiting for you to invite him.
Invite me.
Okay. And when you invite him, he becomes a part of your establishment.
Amen.
Invite him in and let him know that I need the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Every day, I need you.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So remember that.
Amen.
Every day is the Jesus.
Yes,
my Lord.
Sweeter than the day before.
Peace.
So it's every day getting sweeter, then you need to keep on getting more and more of him.
Because
uh-huh. everyone was best.
Mm-hmm.
What's best is with Jesus.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So remember that. Keep it in your mind.
My Lord.
All right, that God is all in all. God is whoever and whatever I need him to be. He is.
Yes, sir.
He is the way I am.
My God.
Whatever it is you need me him to be, he is the answer.
Amen.
So look to him. Amen. And God will work it out for you.
Amen.
He said, I'm standing at the door.
Uh-huh.
When he came into this world, his parents went to door to door, looking for a place to for his birth.
Yes.
Okay. And no place was found. So the man made some room in the state.
He will do it, my Lord.
Put him in. And this reminds of Jesus when we were here. One of the disciples said to him, God, I go with you wherever you want to go. And Jesus said to him, said, the foxes have home. The birds have nests. The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. So invite him in. Give him a pillow.
Yes, God.
Let him be at life and be at home.
Amen.
Okay? Make him comfortable. And he wants to come into your entire life.
Yes, sir.
Not just a part of it. He wants to be all of it.
That's right.
And he will take you through.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Jesus is waiting at your door.
Yes, he is.
He's waiting for you to make a decision. For God I live and for God I die. He's waiting for you and for me. Okay? And he ain't gone nowhere.
Tell it, Pastor.
That I'm standing here waiting.
That's it.
I'm knocking and I wait.
I'm waiting.
And I knock and I wait. I keep on knocking and I keep on waiting. One of these days, you're going to open up the door.
Amen.
But while you're going through, and you could have avoided a whole lot of stuff you're going through if you just open the door the first time.
That's good.
Amen.
You hear the words coming to you and speaking to you, open it up and receive what's being said to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And it will save us a whole lot of problems.
Amen.
Yes, it will.
And worries and stress in our life.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Knowing that this got to happen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's not God's fault.
Tell it, Pastor.
The problem lies with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He made everything. And he made everything good.
Very good.
Okay. And very good.
Tell it. Mm-hmm. Amen.
But then we came along another window and allowed the diseases and problems of this world, hatred and sin and all the bad things.
Yes, yes.
To come into the world and to keep on coming because we opened up that window.
Amen.
All right. And Jesus has told us that when we open up that window, bad things are going to happen to us.
Mm-hmm.
So now we open it up and we want Jesus to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But the word is out there and it can't come back.
Amen.
All right. The word is out there saying that this is going to happen to you when you eat from that forbidden tree. You got life. You got hope.
That's true.
You got everything in the tree of life.
Yes, yes.
Everything you need is there.
Amen.
That's right.
And the tree of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
you need nothing in there.
Amen.
It's all bad.
Amen.
Death and everything comes through that word, that disobedience that mm-hmm. you've done and caused this to happen.
Yeah.
And so now the word got to be fulfilled.
Teach it, Pastor.
Or else God would have lied, and God cannot lie.
Cannot Amen. Lie.
That's true.
He will not, and he shall not.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's God, and whatever he says, it happens. Even if it won't there, it becomes that was only he said.
Amen.
Because he's God. And his words are powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing and knowledge and joy and hope and deliverance and victory. All of this is in his word.
Amen.
Yes, it is, my Lord.
And it's God. And so, reminder of the tax collector.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus had passed through, or was passing through, mm-hmm. Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
And as he was going through Jericho, the word said there was a man named Zacchaeus,
mm-hmm.
which was the chief among the publicans, mm-hmm. and he was rich. Okay. Zacchaeus, tax
mm-hmm.
collector.
Yes,
my Lord.
And he was chief among them.
Mm-hmm.
Zacchaeus, working for the Roman government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he had heard about Jesus.
Tell it. Amen.
And he'd been collecting taxes, got rich off of the people's money that his taxes collected.
Because
he was collecting for Caesar or Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And they also were on salary by the government. They had to get that money out of the taxes that they collect.
Uh-huh.
So what they were doing, they would add on uh-huh. after they get the value of the taxes, and they would
Tell
add
it,
on.
Pastor. Amen.
What
Teach
they
it.
Want for that themselves to uh-huh. the taxes. And sometimes they did it fair, and sometimes they did it bitten.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so people didn't like them.
Amen.
They call them sinners.
Yes.
That because this man was a tax collector.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't like tax collectors even today.
Amen.
Okay. Now, this man here, was the head man
mm-hmm.
in the tax collecting business.
Mm-hmm.
And the word said he was rich.
Yes, yes.
He got by stealing from these subjects.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, mm-hmm. so he wanted to see Jesus.
Jesus.
Okay. And, but he was a sharp man.
Yes, yes.
Love.
Uh-huh.
And the crowd was so big, he couldn't see over the head.
Amen.
See Jesus.
Amen.
Uh-huh. All right. Jesus was towering up over him, but he couldn't see Jesus because of the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, sometimes we can't see Jesus.
Amen.
Because of the clouds, not the mm-hmm. crowd, but the clouds in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We can't see Jesus because we want to know, what if I do this?
Tell it, person.
We can't see Jesus because we'll say that he didn't mean for me to do this.
Tell uh-huh. it. Amen.
Okay. Or that, or this, or that.
Uh-huh.
God didn't, I know he said it, but he didn't mean that for me. Mm-hmm. Amen. I tell you, the word said what I said, and when I said it to all.
Teach it, Pastor. Amen. Teach it.
If I got to do it, you got to do it too.
Amen. That's true.
Amen. If it's all right to me,
mm-hmm.
then it may not be all right with God.
That's true.
All right. So we got to look at this thing. And Zacchaeus couldn't see Jesus
mm-hmm.
because of his short stature.
Mm-hmm.
We can't see Jesus because of our shortness of faith.
Amen.
That's true.
Okay. We can't see Jesus because of our shortness and patience.
Yeah.
You got to learn to wait for him.
That's right.
And be of good courage.
Tell
good
courage.
Yes, and everything yes. will work out okay. all right. But you got to yes, wait for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't jump ahead of Jesus.
Tell it, Pastor. Mm-mm.
You don't know where you're going.
That's true. That's so true.
You got to follow him because he said, I am the way.
Yes.
Truth and the life. No man coming to the Father except mm-hmm. he comes by me. I am, not you.
Uh-huh.
Stay in your lane.
Yes, yes.
Because as soon as you jump out your lane, you're going to have an accident.
Amen.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So stay in your lane, in your spot.
That's true.
Both of those can't occupy the same space.
Tell it, Pastor.
At the same time.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to move.
That's right.
That's true. Somebody.
So you in the wrong space, so jump, get your car back in the lane.
Uh-huh.
We're supposed to be in.
Jesus, my Lord.
All right. And wait for the Lord to move.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when God tell you to move, then move.
You.
And so Jesus says to the kids, go and climb up a sycamore tree.
Mm-hmm.
So that he can see Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus saw him up there.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus said, Zacchaeus?
Uh-huh.
Zacchaeus.
Yes, yes.
I need you to come down.
Yes, my Lord.
And come down in a hurry.
Uh-huh.
I need to get to your house.
Mm-hmm.
God is telling us to come down off our high horse.
Mm-hmm.
And do it now.
Right now.
I need to come in your house.
Yes,
I need
yes.
to talk with you. And I need to settle some things with you.
Uh-huh.
I want you to be, your eyes to be open to certain things.
Glory
settle
to God.
In the word of God.
Yes.
Say it and know that I am God.
Yes, sir.
The kids, come down. I need mm-hmm. to go to your house.
Yes, yes.
I need to go there now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and so when Jesus was talking with him and talking about going to his house to eat,
mm-hmm.
the other members of the crowd were saying that he must not be a prophet.
Yes, it all.
Or he wouldn't know. He would know not that he was teaching or talking to sinners.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but God called us to talk to the sinners.
That's right.
Hey. God called us to spread the word to the sinner.
My yes. Lord.
Because that is well, don't need the doctor.
That's true.
All right. But know that I sit need the position. The world, the sinners need your words of encouragement from the Lord.
Uh-huh.
The words that God has for you.
Mm-hmm.
The world needs to hear. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that who has ever lived to him should not perish but have everlasting. The world needs to know that when mm-hmm. I was lost, deep in sin, off of the mm-hmm. face of shore,
mm-hmm.
I heard the word say, I was sinking there.
Yes.
But Jesus picked me up.
Yep,
and he turned me around.
Yes, yes.
And I set my feet on a solid ground.
Rock.
We mm-hmm. need to know that Jesus died.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
Pay the price for our sins. We need to know that Jesus loves you.
They love so much.
Yeah.
Tell us. We need to know that he's our joy, and he's our hope, he's our help, our deliverance. He's our strong tie. Mm-hmm. He is all that I need.
Yeah. His name is
Zacchaeus came down in a hurry.
Amen.
God would have known now, Zacchaeus, you need to be born again.
Yes, my Lord.
And Zacchaeus saying that, Master, I will give back up to half of my possession to the poor. And then he said, and if I have cheated anybody, I give back fourfold for what I've cheated for.
Amen.
Jesus said, now Zacchaeus, today's salvation has come to your house.
Yes.
Because it was giving up the world and riches for the Lord. You giving up your ideas, give up your way, and give it all up and take on the Lord's way.
My Lord.
Take everything to the Lord and pray.
That's right.
Everything will be all right.
Yes, it will.
But Jesus said, I'm standing here. Amen. I ain't going nowhere.
Amen.
I'm knocking at your door. Will you open up and let him in?
Yes.
Take room for him in your life today.
Yes.
Give him some space. Listen to him. Talk with him. God will work it out.
Yes, he will.
Every time.
Amen.
Every time.
Everything will be all right.
Uh-huh.
So let him in. He want to come in. He want to sit with you. He want to sup with you. He want to tell you how much he loved you. He want to tell you what deliverance he got for you. He wants to tell you the strength and power that you got through him. He want to tell you that everything will work out.
Work out.
By and by.
Amen.
It's going to work out for your good.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Just let him in every situation. Amen. Let Jesus in. He's there knocking. Okay. All right. Whatever it is that comes your face with during the day, remember that God is there at your door knocking.
Amen.
And know that I'm ready.
Let him in.
But what you want me to do?
Yes.
Let him in.
All right. He's there. But you ain't getting nothing. You hadn't given no assignment. But he's giving us one.
Amen.
And go into all the world and make disciples.
Yes.
Amen. Right. Baptize them. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And do this. Teach them all of everything that I have taught you.
Amen.
All right. And Lord, I be with you always.
Yes.
Even to the ends of the earth. Yes. So he's there.
Amen.
Okay. All right. You're knocking at your door. Let him in.
Let him in.
God bless you and have a smile upon you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
God bless you, Pastor. Good word, good word.
Amen.
Yes,
let him in.
Let him in.
Cast all your fear upon the Lord. Cast all your fear For you, and he knows you're going through. Why you cast all your fears of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He does care for us. And he knows what we're going through. Praise be to God. Pastor, that word, it was a good word.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise be to God. And I believe that you are doing just what you were saying in your word. That you open that door and letting God come in.
Yes.
Right? It's time that you see him right now.
Yes.
I believe you're doing just that. Praise be to God. All of you and your family that right now. And as we come this morning, let us keep our prayers and whole cut family also. And any other persons that lost this time. Anything else to
bring
our attention?
I'd just like to say this to Pastor Burnett and Sister Mary. It's a testament to your spiritual growth to hear of the passing of your brother. And still, Pastor Burnett, do what you did yesterday at the funeral, being present for a member, and now preaching God's word. And Sister Mary being online, listening to God's word.
Yes.
And that just lets me know that you have grown to the point spiritually, because a lot of people would have shut down, would have, you know, I can't, you know, do the service, or I can't attend the service for this reason or that reason, you know. And like I say, it does my heart good to see that you're still doing the work of the Lord in spite of. And I just want to, you know, just say I thank God for the example.
Amen.
And for, like, say, Mother Stella being online.
Thank you, Lord.
With the passing of her aunt being funeralized yesterday.
Thank
you, know,
you,
to
Lord.
Me, that lets me know that you're grown spiritually, where you understand what the Bible says.
Amen.
And see, that's different. We can talk a good game, but when you learn to apply the word of God in your life, it makes a difference.
You're right.
And see, it's one thing to, you know, and that's why I commend you, Pastor, because, you know, to me, it set a high example, because people can talk about and preach about God's word, and when something happens contrary to what they're saying, the actions are totally different than what they're saying.
Amen.
And that's why I thank God for you, Pastor, and I'm praying that God continue to comfort you and your family. And like I say, especially like I said, during this time of year, you know, I've had loved ones to pass during this time period. And it's not an easy thing to process. But when you are in Christ and you've grown to the point where you understand God gave and God takes away.
Yes.
And the thing about God allowed you, your brother, to be here, what, 78 years?
Yes.
And I just thank God just for your presence. Because to me, that means a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah. To God be the glory. May God continue to bless you even more.
Thank you so much.
You know, Deacon Wayne, this is Cliff. I really appreciate what you just said. You know, and God's word keeps on going. It gives you strength.
Yeah.
And that's what we got is strength. And I appreciate what you just said. You know, that's what keeps us. You know, and I'm so grateful. That's why I'm here today. You know, just to listen and see can I learn something else. And you just made me feel really great. And I can keep going.
Yeah, thank you. To God be the glory.
Yes, amen.
Yeah. Thank you all for your continuous prayer and continue to look to the hills. Let's come out here.
Amen.
Alright. Give God the glory for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. For he has done what he said he would do. And do let him in and he will minister unto you. And you will be able to carry on with the help of God with joy in your heart. Benediction now to him who's able to present us faultless, holy, precious throne of God. May the grace of God, with communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And the people of God say, amen.
Amen.